at times is becoming farcical. And you have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form.
For your first chance to hear Brian O'Driscoll on OTB, download the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications.
So Ireland enjoyed a pretty sensational World Short Course Swimming Championships in Abu Dhabi last week. First up, 20-year-old Ellen Walsh became the first Irish woman ever to medal at the championships when she took a silver medal in the 400-metre individual medley. But she couldn't rest on her laurels for too long because Mona McSharry was straight in with a bronze medal in the 100-metre breaststroke. And I'm delighted that Mona McSharry is with us now. Congratulations, Mona.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a nice little Christmas present.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a great way to end the year, I guess, as well, and look forward to next year.
What a way to end the year, because quite often when we talk to athletes ahead of a major championship like this, you're not so much focused on the medal, you're focused on what you can control yourself, swimming as fast as you can, setting personal records. 8 Irish records over the course of the championship for you. It must be unprecedented in Irish swimming. It's an unbelievable achievement.
Yeah, I mean, I did swim, you know, relatively well and kept progressing through the
relatively
round.
Well.
I'm never going to be happy. That's
fair
every
enough.
Athlete ever. But no, it was really nice to see, you know, continuous progressions and, you know, swimming a race and learning from it and then able to step up and swim even faster. So it really was a really nice end, I guess, to a really good year as well.
How do you approach a championships like this where you're swimming in 4 different events? So you're in the 50-meter breaststroke, the 100-meter individual medley, the 100-meter breaststroke and the 200-meter breaststroke, to be able to peak consistently 7-8 times over the space of a week so that, you know, when you get to the end of the week, you still have the energy levels right. How much preparation and how much planning goes into that?
I mean, it's definitely a lot of discipline and making sure that you're refocusing even after, you know, nights where you win a medal. It's, you know, getting home, making sure you're getting fuel and to bed early because you might, like I had the 200 breaststroke the next morning. And those are the harder nights to deal with because, of course, all you want to do is stay up and celebrate and reply to everyone that's told you congratulations. So it is a lot of discipline. But for me personally, I'm the type of swimmer and athlete that enjoys a busy competition rather than having days off. So for me, it was easier to kind of roll from one day into the next and just keep a routine going rather than, I don't know, having maybe a day off in between.
Less time to think is what you like.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we do so much training and preparation to be able to do competitions like this. And, you know, I really thrive on that competitive nature. And yes, of course, I was definitely tired by the end of the competition, but I'd rather be that way than, you know, wishing I had done more.
Ellen Walsh got in there first and with a sensational swim to take the silver medal in the 400 meters individual medley, another superstar at just 20. How much of a motivation and an inspiration was that performance?
Oh, it was definitely a huge motivation and just an amazing moment. I think sometimes those moments are nicer than almost winning a medal yourself, which seems strange, but I don't know. It's so nice to be so invested in your teammates. And I mean, I train with Ellen now in Tennessee, so I've gotten to know her that little bit better. And just being able to watch dreams for other athletes come true because you know how much it means for yourself is just unbelievable. And I think that really got the whole team off to a great start on the first night.
Well, it must have a big effect on the rest of the team as well in terms of if you're training together all the time and you know what Ellen is putting into it, you know what you're putting into it, that, you know, if she can achieve this, then you can go and achieve this, that it's not just other countries who win medals at world championships, it's not just other athletes. Actually, you've seen how it's done now and you've seen the preparation she put in, so you could be quite confident when you were going into that final that you could do it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's something that I guess we all love to do as Irish athletes and females, you know, coming from small programs in a small country. And, you know, I've always loved to preach that, yeah, it's not just the athletes from the big nations that win all the medals. You know, we can do it too. And it's just about putting in hard work and being dedicated and knowing that you can do it. And I guess it's really nice to, you know, have more proof there that is the case and that's how it works. And Ellen puts in an unbelievable amount of work and, you know, she deserves all that. And it's amazing just to see it happen for her.
So did you have Any little celebration the evening after the medal?
Not a lot, you know. Yeah, we were dancing around and screaming, and Ellen came and gave me a hug, and you know, I called my family, and I think I did anyway. Maybe the next day I did. but yeah, you know, small little celebrations, but you're kind of straight back into, you know, racing and competing and getting ready for the next event and analyzing the race and seeing how you can do even better for, I guess, down the line. And I think that's just the way we are as athletes. You know, you're constantly looking at the next target and the next goal. And, you know, I guess that's a good way to be. It keeps us hungry and keeps us wanting more.
Have you got back to Sligo and been able to celebrate with your family and friends properly?
Yeah, I got home yesterday, so I'm getting to spend Christmas at home, which is great. We're making gingerbread houses currently. So it's really nice to just, I think, unwind and just enjoy Christmas.
What's the letting go for Christmas like? Is it, yeah, everything's on the table, I'm off, I've won my medal, I'm giving myself a week to eat and drink whatever the hell I want? Or do you have to stay a little bit disciplined?
Honestly, I am going to enjoy myself. You know, we train all year, pretty much 24/7. So I think it would be crazy not to just let go a little bit. I'm going to try and not be that strict with myself. You know, I don't have a huge tolerance for eating loads of sugar because I don't do it on a general basis anyway. But I'm just going to relax for the next couple of days and really just try and spend time with family. And you know, I know I'm going to be hitting a heavy training block when I get back to America after Christmas. So I'll let that work will shave off all the pounds I've gained in the next week.
Do you spend a bit of time by yourself reflecting on 2021 and all that you've achieved? Because to come away with a medal from a world championship, to get to an Olympic final, the first Irish swimmer in a quarter of a century to get to an Olympic final, to be setting personal bests and national records. Was this year everything you dreamed of? Are you 100% satisfied at the end of the year that all your goals were met?
I honestly don't know if I will. I probably should sit down and really look at what's happened because I have done so much. I think, you know, the ultimate goal for this year was, you know, to make the Olympics. And since then, I have done so much more. I made an Olympic final. I PB'd in both my events, my main events this year, which is something that has not happened for a long time. And then made loads of PBs in short course events. And yeah, came away with a world short course medal. So, you know, it definitely has succeeded anything I had hoped for this year. And it has been quite an uncertain year because we're still battling COVID as well. So it has been amazing that I've had the opportunity to, you know, achieve all these goals. But yeah, no, I definitely am very happy with how this year went and hoping I can carry on all the positivity into next year.
What was post-Olympic life like in those first couple of months when you got back home? Because you achieved so much, and I'm sure there was such a buzz around the Olympics that there could be a little bit of a come down, I'm sure, for a lot of athletes. And then you're having to think again about world championships. Was there any difficulty in motivating yourself for this championships?
For me, I think it was probably good. When I came home from the Olympics, I had a very fast turnaround. I only had 4 days here in Ireland, and then I went back to America. And then from that point, I was quite busy moving into a new apartment, and then we started college at the end of August. And, you know, from that point, it was just so busy that I didn't really have an opportunity to feel a come down, because we were pretty much just straight back into college and training. Which is probably a good thing. And then being in America is really nice too, because I guess I'm just one of a member on the team. And of course they recognize that I went to the Olympics, but they don't treat me any differently, which I personally like. I prefer that better. So I think that
you don't
was
want
probably
them bowing down when you come into training every day.
No, thankfully not.
Once or twice would be all right.
But yeah, so I think that really helped me. I definitely, coming towards the end of this semester, did struggle a little bit just with missing home. And I think that was just because I had only had the 4 days. I didn't have enough time to kind of spend with my family. So I really was looking forward to this Christmas at home. And, you know, that made it a little bit hard because I was more so looking past Worlds to Christmas time. So trying to get my mindset right for competing at Worlds before coming home for Christmas was a little bit challenging. But I'm glad that, you know, we have great people to talk to at Tennessee, and they kind of helped me work through it. And I am like, I'm good at kind of like trying to work through that stuff too. But I think once you get to a competition and, you know, you switch into that competition mindset, everything else just kind of goes away. And you remember that, you know, that's, you love competing and that's what I love to do. So I think once I got there, I was fine.
If you were to think back to last Christmas, would you say you're a far more confident swimmer 12 months on with all that you've done?
I don't know. I think maybe to an extent, but I think I'm always going to have those doubts. And, you know, I always question my abilities, but then I also always set really high goals for myself too. So I think I'm probably the same. I probably set higher goals for myself now. And then sometimes I might doubt those a little bit. But for the most part, I think I'm pretty much the same, which is weird to say, but I think kind of the same as what I was saying. When you're an athlete, you kind of just do something and move on, and you don't really realize how big or great that was. And you just move on to the next thing without really taking it in.
Do you have a permanent reminder of the Olympics there? Is that a tattoo on the wrist?
I do, yes.
When did you get that?
I got it the day I came home, or the day after I came home from the Olympics. So had to fit it right in there before I flew out to America.
So while you didn't want your fellow athletes in the University of Tennessee treating you any different, you also didn't want them to forget.
Yeah, of course.
It's fair enough. Talk to me about University of Tennessee. We talked to a lot of Irish athletes, particularly young Irish female athletes now, who seem to be going through the American collegiate system across a wide range of sport because of the opportunities that are there. When did that become a dream? When did it become something you started thinking about moving abroad?
I think back in 2017, I had a really good summer. I competed at European and World Juniors and won medals at both. And after them competitions, I think I started to get messages from different coaches from clubs in America or colleges in America. And I think at that point, it kind of became a realistic option for me. And I think I kind of seen that and then pretty much decided then and there that that was the plan, because it really, I mean, it's a whole new system of competing that you wouldn't get to experience really anywhere else. I mean, they now have ISL, which is like a pro swim league, which does kind of follow the same sort of competition system that the collegiate league does, and I've heard people say that it's kind of like competing in college, but apart from that, you won't get the same experiences. And so I really wanted to see that and experience that, and it really is, it's amazing. It's just so enjoyable to race on a big team and be racing to win, not to swim a certain time, or it's just about winning or getting your hand, and not even winning, because, you know, if you come fourth or fifth or sixth, you're still getting points for your team. So it's really about beating as many people in the lanes next to you as possible. And I just love that sort of competition atmosphere, because I think sometimes before that, I kind of got too hung up on just trying to swim a time and race and get this time. And if I didn't get the time, it wasn't a good race. But there's so many other aspects that fall into a race. And I think that kind of competing in America has reminded me of that.
Right. That's interesting. And I guess it really stood to you as well in the World Championships and in the Olympics, in that what it is obviously about racing as fast a time as possible, that when you get into the race, there's certain tactics you need to remember an awful lot more things than just trying to swim as fast as you can.
Exactly, yeah.
What's the plan for Tennessee then? How many more years are you there?
I am there for another 2.5 years as a student, and then at the moment I'm thinking I will join the pro team over there once I'm done, and swim pro for 1 or 2 years or more, who knows. I mean, anything could happen, but I'm definitely there for another 2.5 years finishing my degree.
Right. And for 2022, what are the main events? What are the main goals for next year?
I will be competing at World Long Course in May and then Europeans in August. Europeans are probably my main target. Worlds and Europeans, but in my head, I'm more so going for Europeans in August. So I'm really excited. That's going to be a really nice competition. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of healthy competition there, and it's going to be really competitive.
And I know when we spoke to you during the summer after the Olympics, you were already so excited, I think, then about Paris and the fact that it wasn't the full 4 years, that it was just 3 years away, and now it's only 2.5 years away. Like, is Paris something that comes into your thoughts every day, or are you very much focused on the short-term goals along the way?
I'm very much focused on the short-term goals, especially, I think, this next year, like, I guess, season. I've tried to give myself a break from thinking about the Olympics just because it was such a high pinnacle for so many years, especially when it was delayed for that year, that I'm trying to just, I guess, unwind a little bit before I set that as my next ultimate goal. But yeah, there's always going to be smaller goals along the way. And I think, you know, that's what helps you get through the years. But yeah, 2.5 years is going to go by so quickly. And that's exciting.
Mona, it's been brilliant to talk to you. Enjoy the Christmas. Do you get out a bit sea swimming up in Grange?
Yes, I am hoping to hop into the sea definitely on Christmas Day, and hopefully some other days too.
Well, we know from Ireland's Fittest Family you're a very competitive family. Is there competitive element to the Christmas Day swim?
Definitely sprinting into the water. We can see who gets in there first and then also who can stay in the longest. So yeah, basically the whole thing is a competition of some sort.
No surprise there. Mona, congratulations on all the success. Can't wait to see what you do next year. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.